the WEEI studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of the Rich Keefe Show is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the expert in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com.
Here we go, now holla if you hear me though, it's the Rich Keefe Show. Here we go, you're now rocking with the Rich Keefe Show on your radio.
You're about to hear the chronicles from a topical, comical, and knowledgeable Boston sports talker, dropping it hotter than a tropical climate. Breaking news, he supplies it, and you want the truth? Scoops Keefe will find it. Scoops. He's talking about all the sports, and he's also a hashtag dork, and the father of two sweet daughters, the leader of your squad for you evening marauders and night commuters. Tune in and sit tight, 6 to 10, more like 6 to midnight, ow. The mic's hot on the Night's Watch crew. Celtics, Bruins, Pats, and Red Sox too. Doing this since the Rich Keefe Project. Now he's got podcasts and Twitch stream content. KWFE on WEEI. It's the Rich Keefe Show, so here's your guy.
All right, welcome into the Rich Keefe Show here on a Thursday evening. It's a full tank program, very rare in the Red Sox season, but we have a full four-hour program, and joining us for this four-hour extravaganza, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Fitzy, how are you, sir?
Yes, chef.
Oh, you're all in. You're all in on the Bear. I haven't even started yet. I've not started. They dropped 10 episodes on. It's a little overwhelming when that happens in one day, but...
A 10-episode drop was too much. I got 3 1/3 in last night. So,
very good.
And I stopped because I was just getting too much of a good thing at once.
All right.
And as we know, that can be bad for you at this particular
Let me stop you right now, because the Boston Celtics are on the clock in the second round, which began at what time today? Very confusing how they did the two. They split the NBA draft this year. So round one was last night. I watched a good deal of it. Even though it's lacks a bit of star power, I still am a sucker for the NBA draft, so I was watching it. And then they're like, hey, here's round two on Thursday. You're like, all right, very cool. And it starts like in the – there's five picks left. But your Boston Celtics are on the clock right now.
Oh,
should
man.
They draft Bronny James, who remains undrafted?
Yes.
All right.
You absolutely have to.
Okay.
Because A – why not F with your favorite player of all time, LeBron James?
That's
or
right.
B, full well knowing that he has opted out of his deal with the Los Angeles J.J. Redick Lakers.
Uh-huh.
And he could be an asset like Brad Stevens. Doesn't he love a good chip? Doesn't he love having a little,
I would think that he does.
Something he can play with? Don't you think all of a sudden, if the Lake Show hasn't grabbed Bronny by now, but you get him, then LeBron's like, come on, guys, we got to get him out of here.
Come on. They could do it. He's on the board, and... according to some, he's in the mix for best available. So it's not like he got overdrafted. Nobody took him. Nobody took the cheese in the first round. Nobody even took the cheese early second round. But here we are with five picks to go. The Celtics are on the clock at 54 overall.
Because he's not that good.
No, he's not. Kid barely played for a team that didn't even make the tournament this year. So, yeah, I don't think people should be running up there. But because of who he is, who his dad is, he's got a little bit of intrigue. And because this draft stinks out loud, he is one of the few players that, like, most people even know.
Is this, let me ask just sort of straight up, and maybe perhaps I'll posit a theory as to why the draft was started when it was, and then we'll get into some thoughts about this particular iteration of the NBA draft. Do you think maybe that they started it early so they could, A, obviously clear the deck for a full-tang Rich Keefe Show, because they didn't want
people
of a similar mindset and fan base splitting
their
interests.
That's my guess. Yep.
That's my guess, too. But maybe also they thought, let's stay as far away from the debate tonight as possible.
Could be. So you don't think people are going to tune in to be like, and now drafted Jalen Wells out of Washington State. Rather, you see two old guys screaming at each other.
He's a liar. Liar and a crook.
That is going to be, I mean, you know me, I'm not exactly the most political person in the world, but just for entertainment's sake, it's going to be must watch.
You get Rich every night. You got like, Rich, come on, it's time to start the show. Stop updating your Facebook. Stop arguing with your aunts and uncles.
You know how I like to get in there. But,
Man, don't ever go to dinner with Rich. No. First thing he brings up, let me tell you, this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
It's reckless. And here are my 10 fixes. Here's my 10-step fix. Just these two. Like, here we are. How did we get here?
How do we? 159 years between the two.
Yeah,
just
doesn't, and they don't seem a day over 150 together.
If we go down this road for a second, then we lose half the listenership. The other half is super excited. Yeah. You're going to get yelled at 37937. I'm not ready for it yet. Well, let's get to the fourth hour of the show for that. But I did want to sort of ask this.
Yes.
Following up on the NBA draft, of all of the different drafts that you have paid attention to, that you've had a vested interest in, both as a fan and a professional, in your lifetime, is this the worst talent-wise out of all of them in pretty much every sport?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fairly confident, especially NBA, right? I couldn't speak as strongly to like the MLB draft or the NHL draft. I would say the football draft and the basketball draft for most of my life I've paid attention to. Like, I feel like NBA drafts, I remember the last 30 of them probably, like, well. And, like, just even as a kid, being, like, obsessed with it, especially watching a ton of college basketball and then just being so fixated on the drafts. And this one, now, there's always the drafts where you think a guy's going to be good and then he sucks, or, like, the opposite is true. But, like, going into the draft, this is the pits. This is, like, maybe a few of these guys surprise us. They end up being all-stars in their career, and, like, God bless them. Like, we're going to look back and be like, hey, we all had the 2024 draft wrong. But going into it, and even as the college season was playing out and the international scouts were weighing in and the guy, like, the G League stuff, you're like, oh, my God, this draft blows. So the guy who goes...
massive chunks. The guy, we have a Celtics pick, Rich.
Oh, what do we got?
From Gonzaga, power forward, 6'8", 233 pounds, Anton Watson is the newest member of your Boston Celtics.
Hey!
Anton Watson.
So, also known as not Bronny James. They decide not to go Bronny James. They go with a five-year man out of Gonzaga, who averaged 14.5 points per game last year, 7 rebounds.
Okay.
He is 6'8". And hit 41% of his threes. So both guys they drafted can make it rain from the outside. So,
which also kind of jibes with the way Joe Mazzulla has had the Celtics play offense for the last 2 years as well.
They like to huck it up there.
They do. Couple quick thoughts. One, yes. Brad Stevens with the double stick and pick. You love
surprised.
To see it, but it's a bit of a surprise.
I thought he was going to trade out of the first round just to not have the guaranteed contract, but at 30 overall in a bad draft, he stays on the board, and he takes Baylor Shireman out of Creighton, another guy who was in college for a long time. He started out at South Dakota State, then transferred over to Creighton, but he can shoot it. Nice little lefty, popping shots from all over the place. You see some of those highlight reels today?
I did, in fact. That is a smooth stroke that young man has
sure,
right there.
Sure.
Now, there were some that were clapping back initially on the internet saying, shot takes too long to get up. A bunch of those are going to get swatted back 15 rows in the NBA.
Probably.
Be a hard learning curve.
Yeah.
But he's a natural athlete. Did you also know this about young Bailey Shireman? He, by the way,
stud football player? Is that what you're going to say?
I was going to say, stud. Dude, he's going to be backing up Drake May in 2025. Andy Hart. Eat your little Andy Hart out. I think we have the next generation's Caucasian Bo Jackson here in New England right now.
You're damn
what
right.
What a dream that would be.
If Drake May struggles, there's a good chance Baylor
Shireman,
best quarterback in New England, question mark? This guy, he played high school football in Nebraska.
Yeah.
His senior year, he had 59 touchdown passes.
Hello? 5,000 yards passing, 59 touchdown passes, too good at basketball.
Why on earth? Yeah, but shouldn't he have played football? 59 touchdown passes?
Well, and you've seen how smooth that deep shot is on him. Like, he can absolutely make it rain. You got to think that he's got an arm and a half on him as well.
He led his team to a Class C championship, which in the state of Nebraska, I don't know what that means, but a lot of corn-fed boys out there, they got some big hosses.
Oh, yeah, you do.
He threw for almost 4,000 yards and a state record 59 TDs.
What is stopping Elliot Wolf from getting on the phone?
You should call him right now.
And just say,
call Brad.
Like, any interest?
Brad, what do you think? You can swap. You want one of our guys? Brad's like, what? No, I don't want any of your guys.
No, my God. No,
you want to take a look? Take a look at the roster?
The NFL doesn't want any of your guys. Why the hell would I want any of the Celtics?
What do you think of these guys? You like any of these? Like, no, I don't want a single guy.
When Horford retires, Dietrich Wise could take over as the nicest guy on the Celtics.
So what do you make of this? This is also according to Wikipedia.org. In November of 2017, Baylor Shireman, who the Celtics drafted in the first round, committed to play college basketball for South Dakota State, stating he liked the family atmosphere. What do you think of that?
Wow. He went to South Dakota State for the, quote, family atmosphere. Oh, my God.
Oh, we got breaking news, folks. We have breaking news. With the 55th pick in the NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers have selected Bronny James.
He made it all the way to pick 55.
Oh.
Father and son reunited. It's like the Griffies, but with the round ball. Bronny
it's
James.
Like the Griffies. Except in this case, the kid is much, much worse than the dad.
Much worse. The dad was not as good as the son.
How sick is that? How
wow, he made it. The Lakers basically either LeBron promised every GM in the NBA a cameo in Space Jam 3 or somehow he made it all the way to pick 55.
What a joke. Honestly,
not that good.
Not a surprise, but yep. What an absolute joke. So LeBron James, this is what's happened. He picks his podcast partner as his head coach and his kid in the draft. Like, just let him do whatever he wants. He knows he hasn't done anything for the Lakers. That title doesn't count. The bubble title doesn't count. And if you think that it does, you're sorely mistaken.
You are still fighting on that hill.
It is not a real.
He'll die on it.
It's not a real title. If you can't tell me that it is, you can't pause the season for months, then put everybody in Disney World, no travel, no crowd, no home court, and you're like, yep, that counts the same as all the others. Not even remotely close.
I got you real quick. I just want to share this with you. This is very encouraging, Rich. Reading our friend Zach Cox, who used to do a great job covering the Patriots on Nesson. 6'8" forward out of Gonzaga. Kevin O'Connor of the Ringers. Player comp for Watson was, quote, old Al Horford.
Anton Watson is old Al Horford?
Not young Al Horford. Old Al Horford.
Well, that's
so
good.
We got plug and play old man Horford. We got his backup.
You know what? I actually like that as a comp because young Al Horford couldn't shoot threes. Old Al Horford can, you know, pop a shot from outside. So Anton Watson is the Celtics draft pick, but the real story of the second round is the Lakers do, in fact, draft LeBron's kid, Bronny. And his 4 points per game at Southern Cal coming off the bench last year. He's a one and done, though. He's a one and done.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the L.A. Lakers. No, but since LeBron's been with the Lakers, what, they missed the playoffs twice? They got bounced in the first round twice? They won a Mickey Mouse title? Like, I think the Mickey Mouse title is even more of a joke when you look at all the years around it. And just how when they had to actually play 82 games and road games, like what the team looked like.
Rich, if you could just do me a favor and put some respect on the name of the team that won this past season's in-season championship.
My bad.
Or title.
They did raise a banner. They did raise a banner.
They raised a banner for it. Apparently we may have some fun audio to rejoin with. Apparently Woj got angry with Stephen A. Smith and other people for... L.A. drafting LeBron. Oh, this is so...
Thanks, guys.
I know you don't like LeBron.
I don't.
Thank you for the content.
Yes,
thank you for the talking point. This is absolutely wonderful. I also think it's amazing that the Celtics drafted two kids who basically... They're not kids. They're guys. They're grown men who are almost as old as Tatum. That's how long he's been in the league. That's how young he was when he joined the Celtics.
They're
which just makes everything they've done... That much more remarkable, but I'll get this audio to Stiz ASAP.
All right, it was like the Bill Belichick draft a couple years ago where it was all like fifth and sixth year seniors that they brought in here, like Malik Cunningham and some of these guys that are so old. So,
Malik Mania, what a time to be alive that was.
There you go. Bronny James, and it looks like we have some more details on this as well. Bronny James going to the Lakers. Celtics draft appears to be done. Only a couple more picks left in the 2024 NBA draft. We'll get to that. It is a full Tang program. Keith and Fitzy here tonight on WEEI. But right now here is Stiz with What's Trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up with what's trending right now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Trending brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Red Sox were looking to take the series against the Blue Jays last night at Fenway Park. However, torrential rains in the second inning caused the game to be postponed. The two teams will run it back in August when the Blue Jays are back in town. The Red Sox will remain home, though, as the Padres come into town for a three-game series. First game of that series goes down tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:10 from Fenway. Nick Pivetta expected to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. He'll face off against Randy Vasquez for the Padres. Rich Keefe will get you ready for the game starting at 6:10 with the MassMutual pregame show. And don't forget, you can catch the pregame as well as the game right here on WEEI or download the Odyssey app and take us wherever you go. Brad Stevens made his first-round selection in the NBA draft last night. With the 30th overall pick, the Boston Celtics selected 6'7" wing Baylor Shireman out of Creighton. Shireman averaged 18.5 points, 9 rebounds, and 3.9 assists per game last season. And Kristaps Porzingis had surgery to repair the rare leg injury that he suffered during the NBA Finals. His recovery time will be 5 to 6 months, meaning he will not return until well into the start of the next season for your Boston Celtics. Again, trending brought to you by Jackson Lumber. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Rich Keefe Show coming up.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
He talks a lot. There's other stuff going on.
Break some news. Yeah. Stop whining.
Yeah, it sounds like
exactly. Listen, exactly. Okay, fine. I will say
15 seconds.
Right now, Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
But he's not telling the Lakers.
Back. I don't know if he's telling one team.
Mark Tatum.
All right, that from the ESPN crew. That was Bob Myers there with the update. Bronny James ended up getting drafted by the Lakers, but a few minutes prior to that, Bob Myers saying that Rich Paul, of course, better known as Adele's boyfriend and a lifelong friend of one LeBron James, his agent, he apparently is calling teams and saying, don't draft Bronny or he's playing in Australia. Which is hilarious.
You've got to be kidding me.
Which is hilarious because the guy's not an NBA player, at least right now anyway. So the team's like, yeah. All right, you can go up in Australia. We're like, if you get drafted by the Celtics, they're going to send his ass to Maine anyway. He wasn't going to play on the team.
Yeah, but also, like, you're not, you can't, I mean.
Don't right, draft him, he won't play for you. So now he's Eli Manning and John Elway?
He's pulling an Archie Manning. Yeah. What a jackass. But how many of the GMs or presidents of basketball operations said back, like, hey, Rich,
yeah,
we weren't going to anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're good. Don't draft Bronny James. Oh, okay. Or what? He's never going to play for you. All right. Fine. This whole thing is just, it's kind of, I mean, it's predictable. Like, LeBron has stated this publicly for a while, and that's fine to have goals. Like, this is not something I'm going to really get on him for.
That's
like,
all
hey,
he's really hanging around yeah, for. I mean, he must know that his team's not going to win a title anytime soon, not right. with the way... You know, the Nuggets are reloading and the Knicks are loading up and how well-positioned the Celtics are. The Lakers aren't winning anything aside from the in-season, the half-ass tournament banner
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
This is the last thing on a guy whose career resume is as decorated and filled with accolades and awards as anyone who's ever played in the NBA. What else does he have to do? He wants to play with his kid. Okay, good for him.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what you get.
And hire his podcast partners.
Would you say his time with the Lakers has been a success?
He's got a fake title, so yeah.
Okay. Because I think when he went there, I mean, LeBron is a freak. So even though he's 39 years old, the guy hasn't really dropped off that much. So it's not like he went somewhere and turned into a shell. Like, he's been productive, but because they had to do everything for him, they traded all these good young players away so they could get him Anthony Davis. There's been nothing else really around him. Like, he's missed the playoffs twice. The Celtics missed the playoffs once in that transition from Pierce and Garnett to, you know, eventually Tatum and Brown, like Isaiah Thomas mixed in between. They missed the playoffs once. Mm-hmm. And that was with, like, no good players on the team that year. LeBron's been on the team where they missed the playoffs twice, barely made the playoffs, got bounced in the first round twice. And then he's now on his fourth head coach. So clearly they're blaming each coach that they've had. And not that the 55th pick really means much, but it's just kind of hilarious. They're like, they're bending over backwards as though like LeBron is like a fast ticket right to the conference finals. Like, that's not what he is. He hasn't won a lot with the Lakers.
No, he hasn't. And by the way, Stiz just told me he has efforted to get the Woj, the spicy Woj audio.
Oh, yes. If we I like this.
Weave that in.
All right, yeah. You got that right now, Stiz? Let's hear it.
Superstar who's blessed your franchise with a championship, with box office appeal, marketability, etc. What LeBron James has done for the organization, a willingness to sit up there and to do that, to show that you take care of your own, is a big deal.
You know what? And I don't want to hear these charges, people talking about nepotism.
No,
NBA is full of nepotism.
Full of it.
The ownership level, front offices,
absolutely.
Coaching.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it all of a sudden because of Bronny James' father plays for the Lakers. Right. It is rampant in this league.
That is
What a load of crap, Woj. My God. That's Windhorstian.
No, but like,
Woj.
Honestly, I guess, and you know, whatever the season tickets are, although it's the Lakers, I feel like they'd probably do all right. Or whether it's, you know, what their TV deals are, that's obviously very important. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as a basketball, like, just from the last six seasons, mm-hmm. if you were just power ranking the teams, that like the Warriors are way more impressive, the Nuggets, the Bucks, the Celtics, like, there's so many teams in the league that have been so much better over this time. Like, Stephen A's talking about it like, well, they owe LeBron a lot. It's the freaking Lakers. Like, they, like, Magic and Kobe and all these guys prior to them.
They were pretty good before LeBron got there.
They won a lot of titles.
The other 16 championships they had between Minnesota and Los Angeles.
Like, I was going to say, like, I think
they owe LeBron a lot.
Okay. A bit.
See, I hate that. I hate that. That is such recency bias. That is like they were this poverty franchise that was found in an alley and it was nursed back to health by LeBron James. Get out of here.
But I also don't think, like, they're not a threat, right? Like, even if you're in the West, now they're certainly not a threat to the Celtics, right? And we can weave all of this back into teams trying to chase the Celtics. What team after the draft, and what team once we get to free agency and some of the big trades that may or may not happen, like, who's going to compete with the Celtics? I don't think you have to worry at all about the LA Lakers. Like, it's going to be another year old LeBron. It's going to be, fingers crossed, will he stay healthy, Anthony Davis? And then what? Like, Austin Reeves is a solid player, but it kind of falls off a cliff there. And, you know, how many games is LeBron and Anthony Davis going to play together? Plus, the West is good. Like, I wouldn't expect them to do much next year. So maybe, LeBron gets to play with his kid. That's cool. Yeah. You know, like you said, it's sort of like the Griffies. And you're like, all right, that's awesome. How many other father-son duos are ever going to be able to do that again? But that's it. Like, there's no, like, chasing another championship or anything with that roster.
I mean, who's going to play more games next season? The Anthony Davis or Kristaps Porzingis? Full well knowing Kristaps Porzingis, it just underwent surgery and is not going to be due back until possibly like Christmas Day. Think about it. Anthony Davis misses so many games. There's always a neck injury, a back injury. And like you said, LeBron has been an absolute physical specimen. He's a freak, Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Much respect to what he's been able to do with his body, still playing at such an elite all-star level.
This was
however,
one of the more
the
healthy years.
Bill's going to come due one day.
Oh,
it's
will.
Gonna come due
yeah,
one
yeah.
day.
And this was one of the more healthy Anthony Davis years, too, and the Lakers still couldn't capitalize on it. You know, because LeBron missed so much time, and there was a real, like, changing of the guard in the West this year when, you know, Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and, you know, even Jokic and Murray really surpassed Curry, LeBron, Durant. It was like that trio, and all three of those old guys are going to be on Team USA in another month, but like, they're still good, and like, individually, they're also really good, but they don't have it anymore where they can just carry their team to like an automatic second round of the playoffs, conference championship. Like, that doesn't exist. So, back to the Celtics, we didn't even really talk too much about the kid they drafted in the first round. Knowing that it's a bad draft, and you're sitting there with the 30th pick in the draft, I think taking one of the better shooters, hard to go wrong. Plus, Brad Stevens has been a fantastic GM. He hasn't had an opportunity to take a first round pick yet. I don't think anybody's going to really hold this one against him because it is so low in a really bad draft, but we'll see. Like, we'll see how it goes. I trust Brad Stevens to build a strong roster and basically just keep the roster that you had together for next year. But if you have like other little avenues to tinker with the roster and the draft is one of them, like, I'm all in to see how these guys both fare.
So am I. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I heard that like Baylor Shireman is about as pro ready as any other player in this particular draft. Now, he may have already, he may be ready as in this is as good as he's going to get. Like,
true.
There's not much room for his game to change, evolve, or improve.
Yeah, he'll be 24 in September. So, right, like, so the season starts, he's 24.
Get.
Yeah.
Kid average, wow. 18.5 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, shot about 40% from 3. Not bad. So, couldn't the Celtics use somebody like this? Like, isn't this potentially, like, a plug-and-play guy for the Celtics to have as an 8th or a 9th guy, depending on how deep they go in season? Like, doesn't this make as much sense with anything they could have done in the draft last night, grabbing a kid like this who's just a natural shooter?
The only thing I thought of, and yeah, I mean, I think you're right, because they go small a lot and they want all guys on the floor to be able to shoot. The only thing I thought was because Porzingis is guaranteed to miss the first couple months of the year, and that could certainly be longer, or he could come back and then be bounced out again.
He's going to get hurt again.
Of course he is. And then Al Horford, with his age, I thought they might just go like best available big. I thought they might go Kyle Filipowski, who's a 7-footer out of Duke. And I don't know how much of this is true, but have you done any internet with Kyle Filipowski today?
I have not, and I have multiple text threads that have. let me see right here. Right here's a go. What is the whole thing? Kyle Filipowski's brother and mom are on here, revealing how his girlfriend groomed him into Mormon culture and cut him off from his family.
Yes,
and now he's on the Jazz. What?
And then he got drafted by the Jazz. So this kid, like, this all escalated real quickly. So not to go, we could do a whole show on this apparently. Like, so Kyle Filipowski was a stud high school guy, went to Duke, was a solid freshman, came back for his sophomore year, then decided to go pro. And he was probably going to be like a late first round pick, maybe a second round pick. And then apparently, to sort of condense the story a little bit, doesn't talk to his family anymore. And you're like, okay.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, I see you.
Exactly. There's a comp there. Like, okay, Aaron Rodgers. But apparently his girlfriend is 8 years older than him, maybe even his fiance. I don't know if they're engaged. We could look dig this into this a little bit more.
Okay.
And there was there's somewhere that it was written where she had already gotten her master's degree and she went to prom with him, like when he was in high school. To which I would say, like, if the roles were reversed, I mean, Austin Reeves was just in a whole mess of stuff. And I know that girl was young, but I'm just saying, like, there's a bigger age gap here. Anyway, and so his family, so his brother's on Twitter, his mom's on Twitter, and is like, this girl groomed him and, like, separated him from us. She's trying to, like, force him to become a Mormon and just wants to, be, you know, get married to him and, like, this whole thing. And then, like, what are the chances he gets drafted by the Utah Jazz? So there's
perfect.
Something there. And I guess...
just absolutely perfect.
I read another thing that said, like, during interview processes, like, when teams would ask him about his family, I guess it was very, like, kind of awkward, and he didn't like have a great answers, but I don't know. But anyway,
yikes.
I thought they might go give me a 7-footer, just because, like, if Porzingis is out and Horford isn't playing back-to-backs and you're kind of maybe managing his minutes, who's the next big off the bench? I mean, I guess it's the murder Cornet.
I guess so.
Although he's a free agent, I think Cornet, so not free agents are Holiday, Porzingis, Tatum, Brown, White, Horford, Peyton Pritchard.
So the core. So your starting seven, your big seven, right there. The most important players, the core of the team, and then the really important role players are all locked up. That's great. So you need one or two somebodies that can give you 8 or 10 points every other night.
So Sam Hauser has a team option, and I know they like him. I like him. But you wonder, when you draft a guy like Baylor Shireman, are they like, hey, can he maybe duplicate some of the same things?
Right.
So,
I mean, Sam Hauser did just become a local legend, though, by...
oh, my God, he was hammered.
Partying like an absolute mat. Who was more hammered, by the way?
He did the boot and roll and rally.
Uh-huh.
That's what he did.
Was it Hauser on the duck boat, booting and rallying?
Yep.
Or was it Derek White in that clip that went viral of him wandering around Boston and high-fiving people? Like
over by Cisco.
Dude, I don't think we've all done that walk before. Yeah. I just didn't do mine after my team had been celebrated with winning a championship.
No.
That's the drunkest I've ever seen an athlete in my life.
He was. What about Brady, though, after the Tampa one?
Okay.
Brady needed somebody, like, he needed somebody to hold him up. Derek White was at least by himself.
That was what concerned me about it, though.
Did you hear what Hauser did with the Bears that he happened to throw up on?
Wait. What?
Oh, we'll
what do you mean?
We'll get the audio. I don't even want to tell you. But I'll get the audio.
All right, get me the audio of that. So yeah. Wait, Sam Hauser threw up on beers. So that bucket was full of beers. Apparently,
there was a reversal of fortune onto the beverages.
Yeah, it was a cooler that he.
Don't ever throw up in the cooler. Like throw up anywhere else other than the cooler.
And he told the story of his wife trying to get most of the beers out of said cooler before.
No,
but wasn't able to.
Through someone's yak.
I would rather you throw up on my shirt than into the cooler of shared beers. Because then I can at least take the shirt off. We all move on. We have a laugh. But if I'm not moving my hands through the puke in the cooler bucket.
Oh God. And it's, I mean,
Hauser.
It's not like there's no cleaning station. Like, you know, it's like a gutted fish on a boat.
It's
awful. This is just like cooler full of barf. Sick.
It's gross. So,
got him.
Murder Cornet is a free agent. Xavier Tillman, who had a big shot, a couple boards there during that playoff run. He's a free agent. O'Shea Brissett. So some of those O'Shea Brissett. That is a tough thing to say a bunch of times.
O'Shea Brissett.
That's right.
Yes.
He is a free agent. So some of those guys.
He's announced he's leaving.
9 through 12. Oh, he did. Okay. So like 9 through 12. You need to be replaced. So there is an opportunity. Jordan Walsh, who they drafted a year ago, spent most of the year in Maine. Mm-hmm. He's under contract. So you have him as another guy. But nothing really in the way of bigs. And I wouldn't even necessarily call Anton Watson necessarily. I mean, he's 6'8". And if they say he's like old Horford, I mean, I guess he can shoot the three a little bit, grab a couple of rebounds. So maybe, but I mean, he's a second round pick. I don't expect anything out of him.
No. But I do think, you know, we have to probably temper our expectations with Shireman. Here's something that he said. Shireman was a popular pick to the Celtics. This from Yahoo.
Okay.
Popular pick to the Celtics in many expert mock drafts over the last couple of weeks. He is an NBA ready guard forward who played 5 seasons in college, last 2 at Creighton, Big East. His quote. They love my game, they love my versatility, and how I think about the game. They're excited for me to come join their program, Shireman said to a local TV affiliate when asked about what the Celtics told him after making the pick. They think I am a great fit for the team. All right, so everything about this kind of tells me, like, Brad Stevens, who we know is a stone-cold killer, and when he finds his guy, he'll do anything he can, come hell or high water, to get his guy. This may be their guy.
Could be. And so maybe he'll play. And maybe there'll be an opportunity like that bottom of the roster, especially in the regular season where you go a little bit deeper into your bench and you're trying to, you know, protect some minutes and it's a long season, then maybe there even is an opportunity for the rookie to play. Speaking of Kyle Filipowski, the guy that may or may not have been groomed by an older Mormon woman, from the text line said, check out Jason Tatum's tweet. So last night, Jason Tatum retweeted Kevin O'Connor's top 10 remaining prospects going into day 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Tatum said, a lot of teams going to regret passing up on Flip.
Flip.
So his fellow Duke Blue Devil, he likes Flip. Mm-hmm. So by a lot of teams going to regret, he's certainly also saying the Celtics. I view that as a, hey, Brad, why don't you take my guy? But we'll see.
Yep.
Also, so here's
this could be a bullet dodge though for the this could very much be a bullet dodge for the Celtics.
Yeah, that story does. It seems there's a bit of a to be continued on it. So let's hear from Sam Hauser talking about how he threw up on a bunch of beers on the duck boat.
If you saw it, there's a video of me throwing up on the float.
What I want to know is what else was in that cooler? Like, was that a cooler that other people had drinks with? Was that the puking cooler? How did that go?
That cooler was full of beer. You can't see my wife in the video, but she's down on her hands and knees because I announced, like, I'm getting ready to throw up. She's trying to get the beer out. There was still some beer in there as I threw up. We ended up throwing those to the crowd, so whoever got those.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
Don't sign them. Let them go. Let him go.
The fans. He threw the puke bears to the fans.
No, and then he admitted it. Oh, my God. He admitted it. Like, what are you doing? You psycho?
He threw regurge-coated beers to the
fans? I've puked on these beers, and then I chucked them into the crowd.
Fitzy may have pounded one of those.
He might have. You might have,
there's a chance that Fitzy may have
got a house of this.
I told you I did my quality drinking when I was on the Patriots duck boat parade. I behaved myself at the Celtics parade. By the way,
if you got a Hauser beer, give us a call at 617-779-7937.
Picture didn't happen.
You might have a lawsuit on your hands. I can't take you that next step, it's but fair. I feel like there might be something. You get real sick.
Yeah.
I mean, puke.
Can I get a ruling?
A puke beer. You
okay,
you
there we
Sam
go. Early, can I get
beer?
A ruling?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you catch a beer from a famous person in a parade, yeah, but it's covered in, like, you know, like some carrot shaves or corn or...
Did he have a big breakfast? Who knows?
Why is that he... It's 11:20.
Right.
How many beers did he drink at that point that he's throwing up?
No idea.
Well, it's probably more to what he ate or didn't eat is what I should say.
Oh, yeah, probably
drinking
stomach.
On an empty stomach.
It was just
it's
old
a recipe
beer.
For disaster.
Yeah, sometimes food gets in the way, though.
What was that podcast or show that he was on? That guy was kind of yelling at him.
I'll find out.
That guy was kind of yelling at him a little bit, felt like.
It was J.J. Redick right before he signed the Lakers.
yikes. That's real gross.
That's super gross.
I'm not super grossed out by puke. Like, there's a lot of things that gross me out more than that, but I'm certainly not going to drink somebody's beer that has been soaked in it.
Well, Rich, you're the father of two young children.
True.
Like, I can't tell you how many times
that's true.
I have been hit by the percussion splashes of, you know.
It's always...
Hey, you're 3 inches from the toilet. How did you not make it?
It's always way warmer than you expect. Even when you're anticipating it being warm, it's warmer. But anyway, God. That's gross. So... The Celtics draft is
line of the night. Even when you anticipate it being warm, it's warmer.
It's warmer. So the NBA draft is over.
That's it.
What a weird, like, honestly, splitting it up in two nights, I don't hate that idea of it. Mm-hmm. And I understand that the presidential debate is tonight. But, like, a little late afternoon draft at a win on a Thursday? I don't care for that.
Who isn't a super fan of their team,
yeah,
or currently is looking for something to talk about because their baseball team that's been playing pretty well recently happens to be off and we have 4 hours of radio to fill, gives a flying Filipowski about what...
Oh, my God. This just into the news desk. That was the father-son duo of Mike Golic podcast.
That was Golic and Golic.
Golic and Golic, like the Bronny James, LeBron James of the podcast world.
Wow, yeah, no kidding.
I like that.
How about that?
All right, if you have any thoughts on the NBA draft or duck boat etiquette, you can call in at 617-779-7937. The Celtics have made their two picks. Baylor Shireman from Creighton last night, the end of round one, and then Anton Watson from Gonzaga at the end of round two. 617-779-7937. We'll try to win some money in the Bet du Jour coming up next here on WEEI.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Back here on the Rich Keefe Show, WEEI, Fitzy in the house, taking up until 10 o'clock. That's right, a full Tang program. You can get in here at 617-779-7937. You can watch the show on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You get all the shows from 6A all the way up until 10P, if it happens to be a night where we are on until 10 o'clock. Brutal last night. Red Sox start and then get wiped away by rain. They're going to remake that game up in August. But brutal, came out of nowhere.
It looked like Zeus himself was throwing down lightning bolts.
And on Alex Cooper night of all nights.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So if you're not familiar with Alex Cooper, she is of the Call Her Daddy podcast. Fitz, do you know much about the Call Her Daddy podcast?
On purpose, I don't.
So I actually... kind of got interested in it when it was a Barstool podcast and she had a different co-host And then they had like this huge falling out, and it was like
a
massive public fallout. And it was a lot of like she said, she said, and it was a super, super popular podcast.
Oh yeah.
And then I remember listening. So she did like a couple interviews, I think, with like Portnoy. They were trying to like explain what happened.
Suit Man. Wasn't that his
suit man?
The boyfriend there.
Yeah, it was not Alex Cooper, but her partner's name, which I don't remember. She, yeah, her boyfriend was like trying to pull these strings.
Yeah, he was.
It was like just like a good TV show or like a Wikipedia rabbit hole. Like I got sucked into that vortex for like 2 days, and I ended up coming away being like Alex Cooper was pretty impressive to me because she was the one that was actually like producing and editing the podcast. Like the other person was just sort of like swooping in, and like I'm like. She's kind of more of the talent in this whole thing. Long story short, she's no longer with Barstool, but she got like a massive payday from Spotify. She's like the Joe Rogan over there with her podcast. It is insanely popular, whether you like it or not. And I know when the Red Sox announced that she was going to be over there, everyone's like, this is so dumb. And like, what are you doing? You're selling your soul. Ballpark was jammed yesterday with a lot of people that may or may not go to the ballpark very often. So, I don't know. I think it kind of worked.
What? So, that was the promotion?
Yeah, she was like, they had a whole thing. She threw out the first pitch, and then it was like, what'd they say? Like, it wasn't Call Her Daddy Night, but there was some name for it or whatever.
Was Pedro there to go with Call Me Daddy Night, and they were giving out free...
Yeah, him and Kareem
Garcia.
That's
why there was a deluge from the heavens last night, because it was weeping over the idea that the Red Sox have stooped to a call her daddy, call me daddy,
whatever it is. Yeah,
call us daddy. By the way, gee whiz.
No, but good for her is what I would say.
Gave her billions. Spotify did. It doesn't make any sense why Spotify has billions in the tank. I don't understand.
I don't know.
So strange. But
now let's win some money. Speaking of billions, let's try to win some money here. You got like a full slate. I shouldn't say a full slate, about a half slate. No Sox, some other baseball games out there to bet on. Maybe there's some international sports if you can find it. But Fitzy, find me a winner.
Man, I was all about getting in on Team USA and Copa America tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they're actually up. However, that match,
yes.
I apologize.
Started the same time as round two of the draft.
Oh, it's 1-1 at halftime.
Oh, it is?
Glad I didn't bet on those bums.
Oh,
Rich, we have to pretty much bet on baseball tonight.
That's right.
Not much else going on. So. All right. To MLB we go. I will take, fresh off their big win on Tuesday night, not last night's soakout, I'll take the Blue Jays money line tonight with Berrios on the bump over Rodon and the Yankees.
All right, very good. I am going to go to a AL Central matchup right now as the Kansas City Royals are home to the Cleveland Guardians, two very good teams. The Royals are deadlocked with the Red Sox. For the third wildcard spot in the American League. So I will take the Royals to win. I will take the Royals.
Oh, you will with old pal Michael Wacha
on the mound. So give me the Royals. They are minus 105. So give me them at home to win. Stiz, what'd you find?
I, too, am looking at the Yankees-Blue Jays game. I found something I like with some good juice. Aaron Judge, over 1.5 hits, plus 195.
Over 1.5 hits for Aaron Judge.
That's right. Yep.
All right.
That's all right.
Okay. Don't hate that. But circling back. So there you go. There,
two hits.
Take that. No, fine. Take those. You know, add them up. See how you do. But circling back to the NBA draft, now that it is officially over, it is pretty amazing that the biggest stories are from the second round, when normally the second round, even for diehards, it's like very forgettable. There might be a guy or two that ends up being good down the road, but there's a big drop off in the second round. The contracts aren't guaranteed. It's a lot. That used to be the time where teams would take a lot of international guys, stash them overseas, and people would trade second round picks like they were nothing, right? It was like, and toss in a second round pick or flip a second round pick. But now between Bronny James, and maybe this is just us, I don't know if this is picked up nationally, but the Kyle Filipowski story, I feel like there's going to be more talking points about the second round guys than the first round, which is a horrible sign for the 30 players picked in the first round.
That's just an absolutely terrible sign. By the way, do you know LeBron is averaging the same number of points? Points, assists, and rebounds per game as when he won his first championship and Bronny was 4 years old. And there's this photo circulating now on the Twitter sphere of LeBron holding his child, the same child that was just drafted 55th overall.
Yeah, that's crazy. So my question with him is, you knew he wanted to be teammates with this kid, But his kid probably shouldn't be in the NBA. And if he is in the NBA, probably shouldn't be like on a NBA roster end of the bench. He's probably more suited to be in the G League. Even then, you could probably make an argument. So is LeBron going to push it so far where it's like, no, he needs to play, or like he needs to start? Like, it's not cool enough that like we're in camp together. Like, I need him. Like, the starting five is me and my kid. Like, is he going to push it that much, you think?
He can't start.
Why he didn't start for Southern Cal.
Yeah, hey, listen, podcast boy, start my kid or else I'll tell him to.
Well, I don't think J.J. Redick's going to tell him no. I have a feeling that if LeBron said, hey, let's start Bronny tonight, he's going to be like, all right, Bronny, you're in there.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah. I'm coursing through Twitter right now, just seeing how much boom roasted material there is.
But he has to play, right? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, it's not like,
he's
hey.
He's not going to just be there. They're not going to. What's
the point
main,
of that? Yeah, he was at.
What's
he's
the main Red Claws
games?
Of yeah. the Lakers? What's the main South? Sorry, I still call them the Red Claws. The main Celtics.
I think it's the South Bay Lakers.
The South Bay Lakers.
I've never heard of South Bay, but it's in El Segundo.
El Segundo. I doubt Bronny's going to spend much time there. He's going to get all the game. Like, LeBron is significantly larger than his son.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Like, Bronny's a young guy, and I remember, like, when he was coming up and he was on some of those teams, and people were starting to be like, all right, are they waiting for him to sort of grow? I think he's only 6'2". You know what I mean? Like, LeBron's just
I think LeBron's
a mountain of a man.
Here's a great tweet. At Steven Chia. It has been discovered that LeBron James is sleeping with his newest teammate's mom.
Scandal. 4-11.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
God.
That is a good
job, Internet. Good job, Internet.
You know who Bronny's godfather is?
Bronny's D-Wade?
Close. No, Chris Paul.
Chris. No way.
Yeah, Chris Paul's his godfather. Yep.
How about that? Chris Paul. Is Chris Paul still, like... How many games did he play this past year for Golden State? Like, thoroughly just, like, fruitless season for Golden State overall. But he did absolutely nothing this year, right?
He played in 58 games, it says.
Wow,
58 games.
58 that was.
Dude, for a guy who, like, I've always thought he's overrated, but he is a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's played on a lot of teams all of a sudden, kind of rapid. He had that 1 year in Oklahoma City. He had the 2 years in Houston. He had the 3 in Phoenix. Now he's in Golden State. Of course, he was... Clippers, New Orleans was his first team. Like, that's a lot going on there for CP3. All right, we got 1 hour down, 3 hours to go on the Rich Keefe Show. You can join us at 617-779-7937. Didn't have a show on Wednesday, but let's do a Would You Rather coming up next here on WEEI.
You can watch the show anytime, the hour, live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Back here on the Rich Keefe Show, WEEI, Fitzy in the house, taking up until 10 o'clock. That's right, a full Tang program. You can get in here at 617-779-7937. You can watch the show on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You get all the shows from 6A all the way up until 10 p. If it happens to be a night where we are on until 10 o'clock. Brutal last night. Red Sox start and then get... wiped away by rain. They're going to remake that game up in August. But brutal came out of nowhere.
It looked like Zeus himself was throwing down lightning bolts.
And on Alex Cooper night of all nights.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So if you're not familiar with Alex Cooper, she is of the Call Her Daddy podcast. Fitz, do you know much about the Call Her Daddy podcast?
On purpose, I don't.
So I actually... kind of got interested in it when, so it was a Barstool podcast and she had a different co-host and then they had like this huge falling out and it was like a massive public fallout and it was a lot of like she said and it was a super, super popular podcast.
Oh yeah.
And then I remember listening, so she did like a couple interviews I think with like Portnoy as they were trying to like explain what happened.
Wasn't that the boyfriend there?
Yeah, it was not Alex Cooper, but her partner's name, which I don't remember. Her boyfriend was like trying to pull these strings.
Yeah,
it was like a good TV show or like a Wikipedia rabbit hole. Like I got sucked into that vortex for like 2 days. And I ended up coming away being like, Alex Cooper was pretty impressive to me because she was the one that was actually like producing and editing the podcast. Like the other person was just sort of like swooping in and like, I'm like, she's kind of more of the talent in this whole thing. Long story short, she's no longer with Barstool, but she got like a massive payday from Spotify. She's like the Joe Rogan over there with her podcast. It is insanely popular, whether you like it or not. And oh. I know when the Red Sox announced that she was going to be over there, everybody's like, this is so dumb. And like, what are you doing? You're selling your soul. Ballpark was jammed yesterday with a lot of people that may or may not go to the ballpark very often. So I don't know. I think it kind of worked.
What? So that was the promotion?
Yeah, she was like, they had a whole thing. She threw out the first pitch, and then it was like, what'd they say? Like, it wasn't Call Her Daddy Night, but there was some name for it or whatever.
Was Pedro there to go with Call Me Daddy Night, and they were giving out free?
Yeah, him and, Cream
Garcia.
That's
why there was a deluge from the heavens last night, because it was weeping over the idea that the Red Sox have scooped to a
Call Her Daddy, Call Me Daddy, whatever it is. Yeah,
Call Us Daddy. By the way, gee whiz.
No, but good for her is what I would say.
Gave her billions, Spotify did. It doesn't make any sense why Spotify is billions in the tank. I don't understand.
I don't know.
So strange. But
now let's win some money. Speaking of billions, let's try to win some money here. You got like a full slate. I shouldn't say a full slate, about a half slate. No Sox, some other baseball games out there to bet on. Maybe there's some international sports if you can find it. But Fitzy, find me a winner.
Man, I was all about getting in on Team USA and Copa America tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they're actually up. However, that match,
yes.
I apologize.
Started the same time as round two of the draft.
Oh, it's 1-1 at halftime.
Oh, it is.
Glad I didn't bet on those bums.
Oh,
Rich, we have to pretty much bet on baseball tonight.
That's right.
Not much else going on. So. All right. To MLB we go. I will take, fresh off their big win on Tuesday night, not last night's soakout, I'll take the Blue Jays money line tonight with Berrios on the bump over Rodon and the Yankees.
All right, very good. I am going to go to a AL Central matchup right now as the Kansas City Royals are home to the Cleveland Guardians, two very good teams. The Royals are deadlocked with the Red Sox for the third wildcard spot in the American League. So I will take the Royals to win. I will take the Royals.
Oh, you will with old pal Michael Wacha
on the mound. So give me the Royals. They are -105. So give me them at home to win. Stiz, what'd you find?
I, too, am looking at the Yankees-Blue Jays game. I found something I like with some good juice. Aaron Judge, over 1.5 hits, +195.
Over 1.5 hits for Aaron Judge.
That's right. Yep.
All right.
That's all right.
Okay. Don't hate that. But circling back. So there you go.
Two hits.
Take those. You know, add them up. See how you do. But circling back to the NBA draft, now that it is officially over, it is pretty amazing that the biggest stories are from the second round, when normally the second round, even for diehards, it's like very forgettable. There might be a guy or two that ends up being good down the road, but there's a big drop off in the second round. The contracts aren't guaranteed. It's a lot. That used to be the time where teams would take a lot of international guys, stash them overseas, and people would trade second round picks like they were nothing, right? It was like, oh, and toss in a second round pick or flip a second round pick. But now between Bronny James, and maybe this is just us, I don't know if this is picked up nationally, but the Kyle Filipowski story, I feel like there's going to be more talking points about the second round guys than the first round, which is a horrible sign for the 30 players picked in the first round.
That's just an absolutely terrible sign. By the way, do you know LeBron is averaging the same number of points, assists, and rebounds per game as when he won his first championship and Bronny was 4 years old? And there's this photo circulating now on the Twitter sphere of LeBron holding his child, the same child that was just drafted 55th overall.
Yeah, that's crazy. So my question with him is, you knew he wanted to be teammates with his kid, but his kid probably shouldn't be in the NBA. And if he is in the NBA, probably shouldn't be on a NBA roster, end of the bench. He's probably more suited to be in the G League. Even then, you could probably make an argument. So is LeBron going to push it so far where it's like, no, he needs to play, or like he needs to start? Like, it's not cool enough that like we're in camp together. Like, I need him. Like, the starting five is me and my kid. Like, is he going to push it that much, you think?
He can't start.
Why he didn't start for Southern Cal.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, podcast boy, start my kid or else I'll tell him to.
Well, I don't think J.J. Redick's going to tell him no. I have a feeling that if LeBron said, hey, let's start Bronny tonight, he's going to be like, all right, Bronny, you're in there.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah. I'm coursing through Twitter right now, just seeing how much boom roasted material there is.
But he has to play, right? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, it's not
well,
like,
he's
hey.
He's not going to just be there. They're not going to. What is the.
What's the point of that? Yeah, he was at. He's better than
Red Claws of the Lakers. What's the main Celtics? Sorry, I still call them the Red Claws. The main Celtics.
I think it's the South Bay Lakers.
The South Bay Lakers.
I've never heard of South Bay, but it's in El Segundo.
El Segundo. I doubt Bronny's going to spend much time there. He's going to get all the game. Like, LeBron is significantly larger than his son.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Like, Bronny's a young guy, and I remember, like, when he was coming up and he was on some of those teams, and people were starting to be like, all right, are they waiting for him to sort of grow? I think he's only 6'2". You know what I mean? Like, LeBron's just
LeBron's
a mountain of a man.
Here's a great tweet. At Steven Chia. It has been discovered that LeBron James is sleeping with his newest teammate's mom.
Scandal. 4-11.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
God.
That is a good
job, Internet. Good job, Internet.
You know who Bronny's godfather is?
Bronny's D-Wade?
Close. No, Chris Paul.
Chris. No way.
Yeah, Chris Paul's his godfather.
Yep. How about that? Chris Paul. Is Chris Paul still, like... How many games did he play this past year for Golden State? Like, thoroughly just, like, fruitless season for Golden State overall. But he did absolutely nothing this year, right?
He played in 58 games, it says.
Wow,
58 games.
58 that was.
Dude, for a guy who, like, I've always thought he's overrated, but he is a really good player. Mm-hmm. Like, he's played on a lot of teams all of a sudden, kind of rapid. He had that 1 year in Oklahoma City. He had the 2 years in Houston. He had the 3 in Phoenix. Now he's in Golden State. Of course, he was... Clippers, New Orleans was his first team. Like, that's a lot going on there for CP3. All right, we got 1 hour down, 3 hours to go on the Rich Keefe Show. You can join us at 617-779-7937. Didn't have a show on Wednesday, but let's do a Would You Rather coming up next here on WEEI.